Rockwired Sound in Albuquerque, New Mexico, of all places. This is Rockwired Radio Profiles with your host, Brian Lush, exclusively at rockwired.com. Today, Rockwired Profiles singer-songwriter Paul Turner and his latest CD, Another World. Stick around for more. Rockwired Radio Profiles is a production of Rockwired Media, LLC, a limited liability company. Please stand by. Welcome to another edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and the music is out there. Today, Rockwired is falling in love with Australia all over again. Over the years, we've showcased awesome Aussie rockers such as Baby Animals, the Screaming Jets, and the electro dance grooves of Sam Sparrow and the sultry stylings of Jane Badler. But today, we're giving it up for a New Zealander who happens to live in Australia. His name is Paul Turner, and his sound is somewhat gentler than the other acts that I mentioned, but it's no less engaging. I spoke to Paul recently about his latest album, Another World, and you'll get to hear all of that in just a few minutes. Here is Paul with the title track of his latest CD, Another World.
Caught myself thinking, the crazy clown has caught hold of me. He paints the world, the colors I'm seeing, and makes things seem so ordinary. And I've been thinking a lot lately, what could be? Another world for me, another way of life. Maybe I'm naive, maybe I'm alright to grow. Thoughts are things, and thoughts control feelings that I can be what I want to be. Crazy clown has caught himself singing. The crazy clown is setting me free, and I've been singing a lot lately. What could be? Another world for me, another way of life. Maybe I'm naive, maybe I'm alright to grow. And madly I've traveled along, I've seen sights and I follow the sun. Now I won't be surprised, the only thing I have is luck. Another world for me, another way of life. Maybe I'm naive, maybe I'm alright to grow. And I'll free my myself. No help from this spell.
That was Paul Turner with the title track of his latest CD, Another World. Visit Paul at his official website, www.paulturner.com. I had a chance to speak with Paul about his latest release and his growth as a songwriter. Here's how it went.
Well, Another World is out there for everybody to hear, and now that all the work that has gone into it is behind you, how do you feel about the end result?
For me, I'm very, very happy. I think I found my sound on this particular album. I probably had more of a producer help me with the last album, and this one here, I produced it with Larry Crane, but I was pretty much really just taking some risks to find my own sound. So even if nobody else likes it, I'm very happy with it, yeah.
What was the primary difference between working with Larry Crane and your previous producer?
I could just say, with working with Larry Crane this time, he was a little bit more letting me find my own sound, as opposed to the producer before was going along quite a more standard lines of like singing stuff out really loud and you know, really pushing my vocals. With this one here, I think Larry had the attitude of just whatever suits the song. So he was encouraging me to sing down more than sing up, where the last producer was encouraging me to sing up or sing louder and more stronger. So, yeah, I sort of, it's more meditative, this album.
I see. And talk about how music began for you as an individual.
Oh, yeah. Well, I was kind of weaned. When I was young, I started listening to a lot of Motorhead and AC/DC, actually, back a long time ago. And after a stint of traveling around the world when I was in my early 20s, I sort of got onto Cat Stevens and Neil Young. And basically through their great songwriting, I wanted to write my own song. So I started studying classical music and actually inspired by the track Mason Williams' Classical Gas, inspired me to start playing classical guitar. And through finger-picking and that, I sort of nutted out my own tunes, and that's really kind of what inspired me in music. I've never really born into music, or my family never played music. I just sort of acquired a like of songwriters, and I wanted to kind of put my own expressions into the song, yeah.
Born and raised in New Zealand, I mean, what kind of music were you surrounded by? It sounds similar to anything that we would have here. I mean, talk about that.
Yeah, actually New Zealand, compared to Australia, I'm living in Australia now, New Zealand was very much, all the kids in my school were into Led Zeppelin and AC/DC and the New Wave. When I was growing up in high school, the New Wave thing was there, so groups like, who would it be, Simple Minds and people like that were popular with some people, but yeah, there's still, even to this day, the funny thing is when you go back to New Zealand, they're still listening to Bob Marley and Led Zeppelin on the radio and all this old Boston stuff, and it's really, the mainstream radio still holds on to that past, it's sort of the 80s and 70s, so that's one thing you don't get so much in Australia. So yeah, it's the same stuff as America, the California Eagles and that sort of thing, yeah.
And where in Australia are you located now?
I'm living in Bondi Beach, which is in Sydney, actually, yeah.
And how long have you been there?
I've been here for 16 years now, so yeah, it's a really lovely little place. I don't really know what there's an equivalent in America, as far as I know. It's a little bit like was it Marina del Rey near Santa Monica there in Venice Beach, a little bit like that.
Okay, I see.
Yeah,
I see. And for this album, for Another World, were the songs written specifically for this project, or do they come from other periods in your life?
Yeah, I kind of had songs going that I've written 10 years ago, and I haven't been able to finish them. And so it's just when the songs are ready, they kind of finish themselves. Some of the songs have been going for a long time. But for this particular album, I wanted a particular kind of vibe of the song. I've got a lot more songs that are probably a bit more up or catchy or whatever, but I chose not to record those. I chose to record all the songs pretty much in the same vein to give the album a kind of a meditative feel to it, more than have different sounding tracks, some of them a bit up, some of them a bit down, some heavy, some light. So, yeah, but I basically chose some tracks in the last 10 years that I've been working on and, you know, finished them off and, yeah, put them onto this album, yeah, Another World.
With that being said, explain, if it can be explained, the creative process for you. How do you go about writing songs?
Yeah, for me, it's just basically getting my guitar out and having, when I feel like it. I don't really play as often as probably some musicians. I probably pick up my guitar up 2 or 3 times a week for an hour, and I just fiddle around on it, just arpeggios and playing some scales and mucking around. And sometimes I'll play a chord or something, and some harmonic will come out, and from that harmonic I'll kind of have a sense of a direction that maybe I can go, and a theme might come out with playing an arpeggio or something, and then I'll look for a progression or something, and it's just a bit of experimenting. It's a bit like the monkey with the typewriter, actually. You just start banging away on the keys, and eventually there's a few things that make sense. And then if they're strong enough, next time I go to play the guitar, if I have it in my head, I'll usually see if it can, you know, breathe some more life into it and try and work on it a little bit more. But it's very organic, very relaxed, and I don't really strive to write the songs. That's why I'm not fussed if it takes me years to write a song. It's just a gradual thing, like planting the seed, and then the song kind of comes out ready when it's ready. Yeah, a bit like that.
And the players on the album, are they a set group of people? Do you tour with them as well, or was it just, you know, whoever was available?
Yeah, well, Skip Blonkowski I met in Portland about 4 years ago, and I ended up meeting him through a chap called Kevin Suter. And I came and did some gigs in Portland and did a little tour around America, and I played cello, he played cello, and we toured together. America in, I think it was 2008, and then I went back and recorded the actual album with him in Portland, where he lives, and some of the friends of his musicians, basically the drummer and the bass player, and a few people Larry recommended also. Yeah, we just went in together and recorded, but it was predominantly Skip and Skip's friends. Yeah,
I see. And you've actually toured the U.S. Talk about, you know, any differences, if there are any, between an Australian, New Zealand audience and an American one.
I don't think there's any really differences in the audience. I think that the people are pretty much the same wherever they are. In fact, I think in America there's probably a greater, because just the population's probably 10 times as many as in Australia, and you're talking probably 30 times the population in New Zealand. So actually it's more than 30, it's like 70 or 80 times the population of New Zealand. So just if you go and play in a cafe or in a bar or a venue in America, there's just a greater chance that someone will come up afterwards and really appreciate it and go into a, you know, and you get to meet them and talk to them about what they're doing and all that sort of thing. It seems like just the population there is a bigger audience through population more than anything, whereas in Australia you could play and maybe just on that particular night there's not many people that are into your music, or yeah, because I'm still in the stage where I haven't got a huge fan base as yet, where I get flocks of people to all my gigs, but so it's a bit like random when you're touring around. Yeah.
Visit Paul at his official website, www.paulturner.com. From the CD Another World, here is Paul Turner once again with Heaven and Earth.
Heaven and earth, the same. Heaven and earth, the flame. Out of the skies to breathe. Love that's true, so deep, that our love remains. We may never be heart complete. All we are love innate. All we are blown up.
From the current album, what songs resonate for you the most personally, and why?
Yeah, I really like the song "Another World," particularly because life seems to be a series of learning things and understanding, going to new paradigms and thinking and letting go of old conceptions and ideas. And with "Another World," when I wrote that a couple of years ago, I started just to get the feeling that basically, things aren't as they seem, and you know, the way that schooling is done, and way as diet, you know, how food affects you, diet, a lot of the religious ideas and a lot of the things in society that are actually considered norms are actually the opposite of what actually really is going on. So it was this kind of like epiphany that, you know, like a lot of what's actually being taught or shown to the masses in the media or in schools or whatever is actually not quite reality, how it really appears from your own experience. So it was a process of deconditioning myself to see clearly in the moment and see clearly what was really going on. And I think that song "Another World" is that kind of that sense of, yeah, there is another world out there. It's different, it's more subtle, it's not what they say it is, you know. And when you start living in that other world, you kind of feel more peaceful, more loving, more relaxed, less sort of angry and all that sort of thing. So, yeah, I'd say "Another World" was probably my favorite song on the album.
A couple of other songs stood out for me. I'd like for you to talk about them. One is "Heaven and Earth."
Yeah, "Heaven and Earth." That was actually written about 7 years ago, and I actually recorded that as a demo. And I've tried to record it three times in the last 7 years, and I've never managed to beat the quality of the recording and the actual performance that I did 7 years ago, and it was just recorded as a demo. So I actually ended up putting some drums and cello on that when I was in Portland with Larry, and just basically mixing it as it was with the same guide vocal, which actually came out really, really good. And that song, Heaven and Earth, is a little bit like, it's about that my belief from doing meditation for many years, and I've studied quite a lot of religion and read a lot of books on psychology and philosophy and others, that heaven and hell are not places you go when you die. Heaven is actually in your head through the states of mind you acquire by the actions and the thoughts that you have. So when you're very kind and loving, you get that sense of heaven. You get that giving, that detachment from yourself, that nice warm feeling. When you're very angry, you're kind of in the hell, you're burning, it's very, you're very unhappy, you're angry, it's burning, it's like hell. And, you know, it's like you're, and if you're very, very angry and you want to commit some harm to someone, like hurt them, you're very in a deep hell realm, because you're actually, you're the first victim of your negative thoughts and your anger. So just the sense of that heaven and hell, how we're taught when I went to Sunday school as a kid, like when you die you go to hell, and when if you're bad and if you're good you go to heaven. But actually your very actions on this earth define the state of mind and the happiness and the peace and the joy and the love you feel, or the anger and the negativity also. So that song's a little bit about that, yeah.
Another song was Island.
Yeah, Island. I lived on the water about 3 years ago in Bondi, and I had a lovely little apartment, a little shack right on the water there, and I used to lie on my couch with my guitar and just pick around and look out at the ocean. And I was just picking out one day, and I found this lovely little melody, and I thought, oh, that's really beautiful. Actually, I'm looking at the ocean, and it reminds me of the ocean. And then I started to go a little bit deeper and think, oh, what's this? Oh, great. I had a wonderful experience there in the ocean where I'd go down, swim down about 7 feet, and just hold onto the seagrass and the tide, and hold my breath for like 20 or 30 seconds, and just hold the seagrass as the waves and the ocean swelled around me. And that sense of just holding onto the bottom of this beautiful green mat of grass while the sea was just sort of washing around you was so wonderful. So there was an element of this peace and this quiet state of, being under the water. And I kind of fused it with a few words, that basically the intention I had between that song is that everything in your life is up to you. You take responsibility, for your thoughts, don't blame other people. So it's basically from that piece and those experiences and the metaphors of the poetry of being under the water, I had this feeling of it's up to you to create your own happiness in your life, yeah.
Any plans to come to the U.S. to promote this album?
Yeah, I plan to come in March next year. That would be my plan. I'm going to be doing a tour in Australia in November. So after Christmas, I hope to come and do a little tour in America. That would be great.
What would you like someone to come away with after they've heard this album?
I have some people that just say, look, your singing, I don't really like your singing, and I'm not really sure about the album, and I don't know if I like it. But then again, I get some people that just go, I've got 5 albums and this is one of my favorite albums, and I like it because it just puts me in a state, and I just love it. You're singing differently than what other people are singing, and some people understand it, and it's just those people that understand what I'm trying to express. That's all that I'm really, just that they get something from it. That's just great. But not everyone's going to get it, but the people that do get it, it's just wonderful when they get it and they understand it and they talk through why they like this song, and they give me some meanings and what it's about. And I go, you're kind of right there. That's good. So just the sense of the few people that do get it, or if a lot of people get it, that's great too. But if they do get it and it affects their lives and they feel something nice for that, half an hour that they have their album on, and maybe they get a little bit of a contemplative thought that helps them in what they're doing in their life, well, that's a bonus, I guess, yeah.
I know this is a little too early to be asking this question, but what do you think is next for you musically?
Well, I've actually already recorded, but I've got about 17 songs I've been working on the last 2 weeks, some of them are the same thing, like 10 years old, but I've been reworking them and fiddling with them, and I've got another album that's pretty much ready to go. So when I finish my US tour, I'll record it. And with all the experiences I've had in my life in the last year or so, I kind of look back and think maybe I was a bit naive a couple of years ago, the way I perceived the world. So I've got a little bit more of a grounding through a lot of the experiences I've had. So I think musically it'll be similar meditative vibe, but I think the lyrics will probably be a little bit more solid, meaning it won't be quite as poetic. It might be a little bit more kind of directed lyrics towards the songs, because I'm in a kind of, what's the word for it? I'm going to express some more darker things that I've experienced. So I'll probably be a bit more direct there. So the next album will probably be a little bit more less esoteric, more kind of direct. That's the feeling I get anyway.
Visit Paul at his official website, www.paulturner.com. From the CD Another World, here is Paul Turner one more time with Island. That's going to do it for this edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles. A special thanks goes out to Paul Turner and to Wendy Brinford Jones of Hello Wendy PR. Visit Paul at his official website, www.paulturner.com. For Rockwired, I'm Brian Lush, and remember, keep your eyes forward, never look back, and make it up as you go. Rockwired Radio Profiles is a production of Rockwired Media, LLC, a limited liability company, and is available exclusively at rockwired.com.